This holiday, switch to Cricket Wireless and get a free LG Fortune with no annual contract. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Requires number ported and service activation, minimum $30 per month. First month service charge and in-store activation fee up to $25 due at sale. Tax and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download it all. Check out the archives and touch with the shows, plenty of content and unity. Everything free to download and stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real reviews.
We got the gold, we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. To come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is episode 477, you know what I'm saying, of the Murder Master Music Show. This is, you know what I'm saying, our guest that we got tonight, Godfather Part 3 of Mobb Deep. I'm going to bring on Pittsburgh Patrick, man. What's up, Pittsburgh?
Man, just chilling, man. If anybody out there, man, we were supposed to do this last night. Unfortunately, some things came up, man. Godfather couldn't make it, but I traveled all the way to Queensbridge and found him, and we got him tonight.
let's bring him on right now, Godfather Part 3. What's up, fam?
Dude, QB, what up? What's good, y'all? What's mobbing?
Man, thanks a lot for coming on the show, man. You know, we had the homies Ty Nitty and Big Twins on the show. I'm like, man, we got to complete it. I got to get Godfather, man. How you doing, man?
Yeah, that's what's up. Appreciate y'all reaching out, man. I'm doing pretty good. Nah, hey, grinding like always. Well, how y'all doing up there?
Man, we good, man. We good. It's a true honor to have you on, man. You know what I'm saying? What you guys have done in the hip-hop game, man, is fucking legendary. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, you just lost your homie P. You know what I mean? But all you guys do a great job of holding down. And, man, the infamous mob makes sure proud of you and ever, you know, he'll live forever. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. That's already solidified. You know what I'm saying? P done did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Made his mark in the industry. You know what I'm saying? The way real G do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? That's show respect and love, you know what I'm saying, for the clique, you know what I mean? Much love back. Whoa, rest in peace, the prodigy, you know what I'm saying, all my dad. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to keep it mobbing, man. Whoa.
Most definitely, man. How did you meet up with Prodigy and Havoc? Like, how did you get introduced to them? Did you guys just grow up together? Or?
Yeah, well, yeah, I grew up with Havoc, you know what I'm saying, and you know, we grew up together as kids and shit like that. I had Boy Prodigy through later on, you know, when we start going out, you know, exploring our, you know, school and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he brought Pete back and introduced him as his partner. And ever since that day, you know what I'm saying, be A1, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. Now, we had, like, Ty Nitty and Twins on. I asked them how they got into the hip-hop game with Mobb Deep, and they said that Prodigy just kind of started shouting out the infamous Mobb, and they never really planned on rapping, and once he started doing that, they just started rapping. Was that the case for you, or were you always rapping?
Yeah, well, you know, they started, Prodigy and Half started shouting out the infamous Mobb, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it's like, yo, who that? And it was like, it's y'all, you know what I mean? So, you know, we're like, hell, I ain't cool, fuck it. You know, I was coming from jail at the time, you know what I mean? So, niggas ain't know how to rhyme. Niggas wasn't doing music at the time, you know, as far as Nitty and Twin, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the crew. But I had three, four books I just came home from jail with. So I was like, yo, I'm going to write everybody rhymes and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, we all be on the same page, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, because when they said that, I kind of was like, man, I don't know if that's the case for Godfather. Because when Mobb first started dropping and I heard you, you already seemed like you were there lyrically. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you seemed like
I was seasoned already, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was seasoned already. You know what I'm saying? I grew up, you know what I'm saying, Queensbridge, 41st Side. You know what I'm saying? I used to live in building 13. Marley Marl was in building 14. You know what I'm saying? You know, I took a liking to what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? To a point where, you know, I used to be, like, outside the window listening to what the fuck they was doing up there, you know what I mean? You hear all these new songs. They making brand new songs right there on the block. And my homies ain't even understand. I had to put them on, like, you hear what's going on up there? So that song ain't on the radio. That's a new song, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we start, you know, catching on, you know, how doing things and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to Marley, the Juice Crew, Big Daddy King, you know what I'm saying? Coogee Rap, Biz Markie and all that, you know what I mean? Tragedy Gaddafi.
So that was your influence to hip-hop, was hearing Marley Marl make music in the neighborhood?
I think it goes back further than that, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in Brooklyn around my auntie, you know what I'm saying? She's playing a lot of music and shit like that, and, you know, always been music oriented, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I seen
Marley bringing Bismarck, you know what I'm saying, and Big Daddy Kane through him, Eric B. and Rakim, and you know what I'm saying? I said, yo, hold up. Yo, this shit is something big right here, you know what I'm saying? We got to get involved with this. Whoa.
Yeah, so when did you realize that you were nice, man? And don't be humble about it. You know you're nice, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Now, you know, I never took it like that, you know what I'm saying? I know I do my thing, you know what I'm saying, as far as wordplay, you know, putting it together the correct way. But, you know, I was taught by Prodigy, you know, how to really formulate, you know, say my style and, you know what I'm saying, put it down the correct way, you know what I'm saying, and Havoc teach me, you know, the rules of the microphone, the rules of recording, you know, on that microphone and shit like that, and what type of tracks to look for, you know what I'm saying. It's a bunch of things, you know, that it all added up, you know, to give me knowledge, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely, man, and that's dope that you got to be around them at such a good time, because I felt that the jump they made from Juvenile Hell to their next release was crazy, how much they advanced, you know what I mean? And that's dope that you were around for that period to see some of them classic joints get made, man. Like, one of the famous stories out there is when Hav had the Shook Ones beat, he almost threw it away. Do you remember that?
Nah, what happened was, we was in the studio and shit, you know, niggas battling out, bugging out and shit, you know, we young. Somebody kicked the plug out the MPC-3, you know what I mean? So, you know, we lost that beat. We lost that first Shook One beat. And Hav came back and made some illa shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. And one of the questions a lot of people keep asking me is, what is the origin of your name? How did you come up with the name Godfather Part 3?
Godfather Part 3, Prodigy gave me that name. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. You're the Godfather. I was doing a lot back then. I was real busy, you know what I mean? Real active in the streets like that. You know, he's like, yo, you the Godfather, you know what I mean? And yo, matter of fact, we're going to put Part 3 on it. Said Part 3 is for the triple L, you know what I'm saying? Because my original name is Lionel, and I got three L's in my name, you know what I'm saying? So they call me Triple L. You know what I mean? So he said, yo, okay, it's going to be Godfather Part 3. That's how we came up with the 3.
Oh, okay. Now, when you guys, like, you're in the game now, Infamous Mob's getting big, and you're in a time in New York City where everything's hella competitive, but at the same time, there's this East Coast, West Coast thing going on, and your guy's one of the main guys involved in that. So how did that feel for you, and what do you remember the most of when you think back on that time?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, we trendsetters, you know what I'm saying? We set the trend, you know what I'm saying? Especially back then, you know what I'm saying? Niggas was, you know, watching us, seeing how we did it, you know what I'm saying? Rocking the polos and all that, you know what I'm saying? The certified suits and the Timberland boots and all that crazy shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so that played a big part in it also, you know what I'm saying, for us being so young, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm, influencing so many people, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And what a lot of people don't know about back then, though, is like the LA record was one of the top songs in Los Angeles.
We got a lot of... Yeah, we got a lot of fans out there in L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I love a lot of L.A. rappers too myself. You know, I fuck with Daz Corrupt and them niggas, you know what I'm saying? And Alcoholics, Tash, Exhibit and them, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean? Those are my peoples, you know what I mean? So, not only because of that reason that they're my peoples, but they make good music, you know? So, you know, I give credit when credit is due. You know what I mean? If you're a dope artist, you know, saying you spitting that shit, you know, saying you got good music, you got good music, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, we had a little situation with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? But Jay-Z's a fucking dope artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't take that from him. You know what I mean? We got upset because when Snoop and them niggas came out here crushing the buildings, kicking shit over, ain't nobody step up. You know what I'm saying? And there was motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, like above us, like Jay-Z and Nas and whoever the fuck else, you know what I'm saying, could have stepped up and, you know, went in. But ain't nobody say nothing. They left it for the underdogs, you know what I'm saying? So we took it and ran with it. L.A., whoa.
Yeah.
Shout out to CNN. Capone and Noriega spoke to Capone the other day. That's my brother, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do 41st side of, you know what I'm saying? 41st side of things, whoa.
Yeah, shout out to Capone, man, and Nori, man. Shout out to CNN. But
shout out to my nigga.
That shit was crazy though, man, and it was a dope track. You know what I'm saying? And I think everybody made good music. Like, you know, I liked Hit 'Em Up, but I liked Drop a Gem on them, and I liked, you know,
New York. I liked LA.
It was just a lot of good music being made at the time. Now, like, did you guys ever have a run-in with anybody from over there?
Did I have any run-ins with anybody?
Yeah, like on the road, did you ever, like, you know, was y'all ever out run-ins with any of the rivals from the other side? You know what I mean?
Nah, we didn't run into them personally, but Nas and them ran in the pot at Radio City Music Hall and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, QB like 10, 15 minutes away, you know what I'm saying? So the crew was there like crazy, you know what I'm saying? But everybody, you know, they squashed the beef at the time. They chopped it up and squashed the beef. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it wasn't about nothing. It's, you know, it's music. You know what I'm saying? That's what hip-hop is.
So that really happened then. Like, Tupac and they squashed it. That happened, right?
Yeah, it definitely happened. Whoa.
Okay, because you know how people are, man. Like, that story's out there. Some people say they don't think it's true. I always thought it was true. I didn't think Nas would front like that. You know what I'm saying? I always thought it was true.
Well, no, that's real. You know, the goons did, and QB macked up all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit was real. You know, Pocket was there. They was holding it down, shugging on niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, niggas, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But shit did happen, man. You know what I mean? Oh, niggas pushed that to the side.
Up,
you know, it's music. You know what I mean? It's bigger than, you know, it's bigger than Nino Brown. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Now, you had mentioned Jay-Z earlier. We had Twins on, man. He said that he felt some type of way about Irv Gotti on Drink Champs shouting out Prodigy and acting like, you know, he never did Prodigy wrong or nothing. But in all reality, Ashanti is the one that gave Jay-Z that picture of P. Like, what are your thoughts on that, man?
Man, I mean, it is what it is, man, you know what I mean? Niggas know what the fuck they did. Ashanti used to go to motherfucking old P Grandma's dance school on Jamaica Avenue, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we put one and one together, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, you know, and we came up with that conclusion. You know, I don't know if it's 1,000% true that she gave it to him, but, you know, the relationships was there, you know what I'm saying? Relationships was there. Wow.
Yeah, definitely. One thing that I respected about Prodigy is I watched an interview that he did with Rap Radar. And in that interview, this is probably like 2 or 3 years ago by now, and he said that, you know, once he came home, he's like, man, I had a lot of beef out there, and I wanted to call everybody personally and try to mend those fences. You know what I'm saying? And I know he ended it with True Life, you know what I mean? It was cool, and he got pretty much through the whole list of people. He never got a chance to squash it with Saigon. Were you there that night at the Hot 97 with the Saigon and Prodigy incident?
Nah, I wasn't there that night, you know what I'm saying? But I was there another incident, and then it made that nigga get up out of there real quick. Whoa, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I was just wondering, like, what really happened that night, because there's conflicting stories and everything, but, I mean, I'm cool with Saigon, you know, I'm cool with y'all, it ain't none of my business or nothing, you know what I mean, but I do know that Saigon in 2015 did want to squash that. He said that on the Dr. Diamond thing, so, you know, I was hoping y'all would squash that with him, man, you know what I mean?
It ain't nothing to squash. Ain't no beef with that nigga. He ain't got no beef. He ain't got no reason. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't do nothing to that man. You know what I'm saying? He take it upon himself to grab our CDs and start breaking them and doing all type of shit on video. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck are you doing that for, sir? We was just up at the Source Magazine to kill him. You wildin'.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I knew Saigon before.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, because he was cool with Alchemist, and he had a song with Big Twins, and, you know, he did a couple freestyles over the Mobb Deep instrumentals and shit, you know what I mean? So I thought he was cool with you guys, you know what I mean? I was surprised that he took that angle with True Life, you know what I mean? That turned into something. I felt that it turned into something it didn't have to turn into, you know what I mean?
He was cool, you know what I'm saying? Niggas just ain't full of men. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like I guess he thought was gonna happen. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. But ain't nobody, no niggas ain't pulling men. He ain't part of the crew. You ain't A1 day one son. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. But man, we got a couple songs we gotta play from you, man. I want to play this joint Trapped, man. What can you tell us about this joint?
Oh, good looking word. That Trapped joint is fire. Whoa. My producer out in Paris, INCH, he produced that for me. I shot the video out in Germany and shit when I was on tour with Wu-Tang. You know, got Method Man up in the video and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, those are my A1, Day One brothers, you know what I'm saying? Raekwon, Method Man, Ghostface, RZA, U-Guard, Master Killer, ODB, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, you know what I'm saying, we came up together on Loud Records. So, you know, I had the opportunity to see them grow as well, you know what I'm saying, like from day one, you know what I'm saying, like Big Pun, you know what I'm saying, like Big Pun was like, he was the coolest motherfucker ever, son. Big Pun loved us, man, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we love him back, you know what I mean? And,
Dead Prez
was on Loud Records too, you know what I'm saying? I greeted them niggas when they walked in the door. I told them, I said, y'all niggas is ill, whoa. You know what I mean?
That's my favorite duo of all time, man. I love Dead Prez, man. I know their whole catalog, every fucking word of it, you know what I mean? I love them dudes, man. Let's go ahead and give them this trap joint. Let's go ahead and give him this trap joint, and we'll be right back, man.
Yeah, done. Marvin. Trap. Boxed in world, man. It's like I'm trapped. Fuck the fan. Yeah. It's like I'm trapped. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Easy rock, raw bass. Rest in peace, Scarface. Pyrex vision. I'm a chef in the kitchen like Emerald. I cocked a semi-pal. Walked that long green mound. Short-term memory. See now. Must have bumped your head off the rebound. Like Rodman did out in Chi-Town. Prepared for a showdown. G-Town, Motown. Blow off the 4 pound. Turn your hood into a ghost town right now. Where your wife sound. She loving my thug bitch. I put the pipe down. QB City, we mob. Till it's lights out. It's never over the party. It just started living infamous lifestyle. Nigga, we stay mobbing. Mob. Sexy, put on ice like Wayne Gretzky, chocolate, Nestle, only if you want to, like my head messy, now look what we come to, rode out in my Jeep, Mimi ran through, run through, diamonds by the dozen for a worldwide preview, the finer things in life are deceitful, body like that, I believe you, niggas trick like evil Knievel, but it ain't tricking if you got it and it's legal, Sin City perfections and gold fingers. Up the scores with my NBA, swingers popping rosé, lap dance foreplay, my entree, QB City, we party hard the mob way. It's never over the party, it just started living infamous lifestyle, nigga, we stay mobbing. Mob, M-O-M-O, mob, B-B, mob, M-O-M-O, mob, B-B. It's never over the party, it just started living infamous lifestyle, nigga, we stay mobbing. Mob.
Man, welcome back to the show, Murder Master Music Show. We're here with hip hop legend Godfather Part 3 and Endless Love. Now, Godfather, man, what you got going on right now, man? As far as music goes, or anything you got going on, man? What's your hustle right now, man?
Man, you know my hustle is endless. You know what I'm saying? I get money. You know what I'm saying? I grind. You know what I mean? I'm one of them hood niggas, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, my plate ain't never full. Well, you know, I got the, as far as music, I got a project coming out with Twiz, the beat pro. Twiz is a dope, ill producer from L.A. / London, you know what I mean? This shit is retarded right now. So we about to put the quarantine out, you know what I mean? We gonna drop that joint. Then we working on a new Infamous Mob album. The new IN3 album and shit, you know what I'm saying? That's on deck. That's going to be popping for 2018. You know, I got a script. I'm doing a series and book right now. Crash and Carry Gang. True story out of New York City, Queens, New York City, in the 90s, in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's 100. True story. It's 100. You know what I'm saying? All that reality, TV, week shit, that shit ain't reality. That shit is made up, son. Shit I do is reality, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, working on that. Working on locking that right now. You know what I'm saying? Got a bunch of things, you know what I'm saying? Got my bow tie company, Tri Bow Tie. You know what I mean? We just did the Steve Harvey show, Thunderdome. Got the endorsement off of Thunderdome. You know what I mean? So, you know, got a bunch of things working, you know what I mean? Every millionaire has seven different incomes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Now, it's good to see a lot of the guys from the era I grew up in. Either they're still making music or they're still making, you know, like they're still out there and, you know, have their money working for them now. And, you know, they're all doing well, man. Because, you know, when I was younger, I used to read about rappers that, you know, they make good money, and then you'd hear about them being broke and all that shit, man. But there's a lot of guys from the 90s era that are out there still making good moves and, you know, still working hard, man. And that's good, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, as long as you make the right investments and things like that and deal with the right people, have the right people in your corner, you know what I'm saying? You'll be able to pull something nice off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got oil and gas right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing different things. You know, fuck. Music is just one step, you know what I'm saying? We use music as a stepping stone to get to other places, you know what I mean?
So, like, what made you do that? Like, who did you see somebody else in the hip-hop game, like, you know, eventually just start branching out and doing different things that made you think about doing it and ended up doing it?
Nah, that's just no more activity, you know what I'm saying? You gotta have your hands in everything, you know what I mean? Because that one situation that you focused on and putting all your time and dedication to, it might not work out. You know what I'm saying? So what's next? So, you know, me, I always multitask. I can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers can't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. They be falling over their feet and all types of shit. Whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to go play and run with it. Whoa. Let's get it. I got to connect for everything.
Yeah.
I knew somebody called for whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my OG got a toothbrush, you know what I'm saying? New Hale toothbrush, clinically proven by the doctors to be better than the other toothbrushes out right now, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. You know, and we can bring it to market as long as we plug into the right people, you know what I'm saying, and get the right, you know, people that's interested behind it, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man, that's what's up.
Yeah, you know,
good to hear, man. Congratulations,
you know,
on all that, man, for real.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. Opportunities only come once in a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Twice if you're lucky. You gotta grab it while you know it's there. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't,
definitely,
somebody else gonna pick it up and rumble it.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you, man, is, like, you've been in the rap game for a long time now, man. How close do you follow, like, today's hip-hop? Like, do you still pay attention to it? And, like, what's your thoughts on today's hip-hop?
Yeah, I follow today's hip-hop. Today's hip-hop be all right, you know what I'm saying? It's young shit, you know what I'm saying? It's for the youth. But, you know what I'm saying, we got to understand, you know, before, you know, our era, hip-hop back in the 80s was kind of foul-mouthy too, you know what I'm saying? Niggas wearing them tight-ass jeans and them ill glitter suits and all type of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? Like they say, everything we bought, everything comes around. What comes around goes around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you ever feel that there's a lack of homage being paid, though?
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? They're not gonna respect where they came from. Never that. You know what I'm saying? These young niggas ain't got no respect for that. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It's a true fact. It's a well known fact that we created this.
Yeah.
So you know, that's like not giving respect to your moms and pops for giving birth to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Everybody's their own individual. Everybody do shit different, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, man. I don't give a fuck. Whoa. I know we marvin', man. You know what I'm saying? On this side.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no doubt, man. And that's what I always liked about you guys, man, was because, like, you guys were doing records with people like Koji Rap. And you know what I mean? And, like, a true hip-hop head will know why you're doing a song with Koji Rap. You know what I mean? You're not doing it to, you know, rank number one on the Billboard charts. You're doing a song with Koji Rap because you know who Koji Rap is, and you're doing that.
You gotta pay homage. You know what I'm saying? My man, D.U. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. My nigga Draws. his record company was called Pay Homage. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a rebel. You know what I'm saying? He know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay homage to the OGs that paid the way. You know what I'm saying? Simple and plain. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, I asked him, I said, yo, why you name him Pay Homage? Because niggas need to pay homage, son, to what the fuck niggas laid out for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, since Prodigy has passed away, man, has a lot of anybody reached out to you as far as like maybe old rivals or just, you know, people that you haven't talked to in a long time? Like, what's the support level like from the hip hop community since Prodigy's passed away towards you guys?
You know, my people who support me, you know, send much love to them. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate your support. The rest of y'all niggas, fuck y'all niggas. Don't give a fuck. What up? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. I take P-Beef. You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to continue it on. Let's continue it on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that man's gone. He made his mark. You know what I'm saying? And he's a fucking legend.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's my brother. You know what I mean? Regardless of what we've been through, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother. We allowed to go through things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here.
Oh,
but you know,
man.
I hold my niggas down unconditionally. Whoa, it's a problem. It's a problem. What up?
Hell yeah, man. Now, you mentioned Big Pun earlier, and when Big Pun passed away, the terrorist squad kind of went their separate ways eventually. You know what I mean? Like Cuban Link and Fat Joe don't speak no more, and, you know, they kind of split. But it seems like the death of Prodigy kind of brought all you guys closer together. Is that the case? Like, you guys feel a little closer because you lost one of your people?
I mean, we always been close. We always A1, day one, you know? And this music shit is secondary, third, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got families and all this, a lot of other things that, you know, that's in our lives, you know what I'm saying, besides music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, when he passed away, it's a tragedy. It's horrific, you know what I'm saying? But I think it gave everybody that followed them strength. You know, showing them that they can do it. You know what I mean? There is way, there is room. You know what I mean? You just got to motherfucking muscle your way in the door and handle your business, you know what I'm saying? Your ability. Whoa.
Yeah, man, cause as a hip-hop fan, when I heard about Prodigy passing away, to me, it was losing Biggie. It was losing Big Pun all over again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, P was on that level. Mobb Deep's on that level. You know what I mean? But I also keep it in mind when I'm talking to you or Ty Nitty or Big Twins and Illa G that as a hip-hop fan, I lost a good rapper. You know what I'm saying? But you lost a friend, like,
Guys just happened to rap each other, you know what I'm saying, so I am sorry for your loss, man. Like, I know it goes way deeper than rap with you, you know what I mean. So I am very sorry about your loss, bro. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, it goes a lot deeper than rap, you know what I'm saying. We have a lot of personal times, a lot of downtime, you know, a lot of creating, you know what I'm saying, in the studio, late nights, you know, and shit is real, man. You know what I'm saying? You hear one day, you're going the next. You never know when. You know what I'm saying? It's your time to go. You know, so with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Show them people that, you know, the people that's in your life that you love, you know what I'm saying? Show that love, man. You know what I mean? Don't hold it in. Tomorrow, this person might not be here. Well, and I, you know, we live it. We live through it our whole career. Losing homies and shit, you know what I'm saying, to the streets and to prison, you know what I'm saying, to death, you know what I'm saying. And, like, I just lost two homies, you know, in the hood, you know what I'm saying, it's real close, you know what I mean. So that pushed me to explore, you know what I'm saying, get out of my surroundings, go outside the box and do something different, you know what I'm saying. Cause I got niggas dying in my arms, niggas getting stabbed in their fucking chest and dying in my fucking arms, and Niggas getting shot in their fucking chest, you know what I'm saying? Like, right behind me, like, you know, it's coming too close to home, man. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, niggas,
all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I know what the fuck I do, man. Whoa, I'm hands on with all that. Whoa.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, man. My condolences, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, man. You know, it's sad, you know. It's like a revolving door, you know what I mean? So just keep happening. That's something we gonna go through for the rest of our lives is death, until it's our death date. You know what I mean? So just gotta deal with it accordingly, man. You know what I'm saying? And realize death is a part of life.
Yeah, no question, man. Yeah, now, when you know, like I lost my brother as well, man, like last year. And, thank you, man. And you know, I try to keep it in my mind that like when I think of him, I like to try to think of like my favorite memories. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to ask you like a real personal question, but on the hip hop side of things, when you speak of Prodigy. Try to think of something like your most memorable moment in, like, you know, in the hip hop sense of it. Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of Mobb Deep in the 90s?
I think of the good, the bad. I think of everything in between. You know what I'm saying? It's reality, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything's in one big boiling pot. You know, that's how we come up with our originality and our lyrics and our, you know, creativity and identity and shit like that. It's because of things that we've been through on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what I always appreciated about Mobb Deep and like the infamous Mobb as a whole is individually you guys all had something different to bring to the table. None of you guys had the same style. You guys were all different, but you guys all like connected on that like grimy street sound, like, and you guys all had your own. You guys all stood out, and I think that's why each one of you are able to be solo artists as well. You know what I mean? Just because you're all unique in your own right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. Everybody has their own, you know, has their own twinkle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Twin's the grimy one, got the ill raspy voice, and Nitty, you know, he's the fly guy, and you know me, I'm gonna drop a gem on you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we can go on down the line. You know what I mean? But yeah, everybody got their own thing to bring to the table. You know, as far as personality wise. But yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, man. And I think that's why your legacy will live forever, man, is because there's just so many things that we can attach to the infamous Mobb and Mobb Deep, you know, like from records that keep living on, like Shook Ones, you know what I mean? Like Shook Ones has new life every couple years. Like Eminem gave it a new chapter when he did that on the movie. That beat, you know, like that beat is just famous, like, you know what I mean? And like, I always thought that, like, the way certain songs started off, those lines, like, will live forever in hip hop. Like, I got you stuck off the realness, like, you know what I mean? Like, just the way that starts out, like, that shit's just so ill. And like, Havoc is so underrated as a producer. Like, his beats are just fucking crazy. Like, and especially at the time that's what was so crazy about like the infamous Mobb as a whole, including Mobb Deep, was just how like ahead of your time you guys were. Like, nobody was making shit that like that back then, man. Like, you know, Wu-Tang had their shit, Nas had their shit. I ain't sleeping on nobody, but I'm just saying, like, the sounds that you guys had and the lyricism, man, you guys were out of this world, man.
Yeah, man, it was, you know, due to a lot of things that we was going through, you know, in reality, you know what I'm saying? Like, personally, during that time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit was real, man. Whoa. That's why I don't fuck with none of these rappers. Whoa, this morning, they should be fabricated. They should be lying about their shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, nigga, you ain't live that life, you know what I'm saying? Why you rhyming about it like you lived it? You know what I mean? Talk about the shit you do. You upstairs eating fucking Twinkies, you know what I'm saying? Rhyme about being upstairs eating Twinkies, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to step in my motherfucking shoes and try to spit my shit. You know what I mean? Because niggas wasn't, a lot of rappers wasn't out there on the block like that, putting in that work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, man. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to get in there, man, was back when the G-Unit deal came with Mobb Deep, I wanted to know, did you guys know 50 as he was coming into hip-hop, and, like, did you know him when he was on his street shit? And what was that like for, like, you guys as the Infamous Mobb when 50 ended up blowing up and signing Mobb Deep? Like, what's your thoughts on 50 Cent and, like, just the evolution of him, if you guys knew him from before the deal and everything?
Nah, I love 50, man. Whoa, man. It's my nigga. Whoa, he's a good brother. You know what I'm saying? I knew 50 before he even blew up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was in 78, 88 out there on Jamaica Avenue, the little studio out there and shit. My man Biz, he introduced me to 50 and shit, brought me in the studio. I was in the A studio. He was in the B. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? To see him succeed on that level, you know what I'm saying? I was just proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. Another champion for Queens, you know what I'm saying? You got another one. Well, you know, to a point where, you know, I'm standing on 21st Street and a bulletproof Suburban pull up. And I'm thinking it's D's, you know what I'm saying? This nigga Fifth jump out the back, walking backwards, you know what I'm saying? With a big champion hoodie on like this. Like, yo, what the fuck is it? He turned around laughing like, and I'm like, oh, man, son, well, whoa, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's dope, man. 50 always tells that story about the cops tried to get P to plant a gun in his car. And
yeah.
Of course, tried to refuse that, you know what I mean?
Police.
50 always loves him for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I say fuck the police and let's take their guns, you know what I'm saying? They don't deserve to have guns. They're reckless, you know what I'm saying? They ain't here to protect us. They killing us, you know what I'm saying? And it's a known fact. It's actual fact. They're killing us. They have no respect for us. You know what I'm saying? They handle is way off key. You know what I'm saying? They don't need to be holding them guns. Get them motherfuckers some bean bags or something. You know what I'm saying? Get them niggas a fucking neck. Give them a neck gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. A lot of those situations, man. Like, I mean, I know there's a lot more that happened than what actually makes, like, you know, what goes viral and all that shit. But even the ones that, like, everybody does know about, man, in so many of those situations with the unarmed people, man, it's like, damn, you guys don't got a fucking taser no more? You guys don't fucking got pepper spray no more? Like, why'd you have to light them up like that and kill them? Like, that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that shit turned my stomach, man.
That's what they're trained to do. They're trained to kill us. If we don't comply, kill them. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And you see it started trickling down to the women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To the kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. We got to take them. We got to take their guns. I don't think the police deserve to have guns. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They reckless with it. Ain't nobody calling police for help right now. Everybody's scared of police. Even old grandmas, they know. My man Mars was killed by police. Shit in the hood. They ran to my man Craig. Nigga working 9 to 5 every day for his whole life. They ran to his crib, threw a flash grenade in his crib, and his mom's had a heart attack. Killed him. Whoa.
Oh, man.
They reckless. They reckless.
Yeah, man, without a doubt, that's crazy, man. So, Godfather, I want to get to another song of yours, man, and then when we come back, I'm going to give you the floor, man. You can talk about anything, but real quick, man, Ty Nitty actually had this suggestion, and of course, we're more than down with it. I can holler at Big Twins, too, but... We want to do an Infamous Mobb episode. So if Nitty's down and I can get Twins down, you down for it?
Yeah, sometime in the near future, you know what I'm saying? Once we put the album out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we situate things and shit. We don't want to oversaturate.
No doubt, man. As soon as you said earlier that you guys had an album coming out, like, yeah, that's a perfect time, man. You know, we have no problem waiting. You know what I mean? And, you know, you're welcome on here anytime, too. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Do y'all do live podcasts?
What's that?
Do y'all do the podcast?
This is online radio, so we are live. Like, you can listen to the show live, and then afterward, we put some clips on YouTube, and then we always make every show available for download, too. You know what I mean? So if people miss it, there's always ways that they can hear it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, all right, cool.
But, I'm going to go into this song, man. This is a song you did with Mobb Deep. I think it's called The Nighttime. Is that what it's called? Let's go ahead and give him this joint. We'll be right back, and we'll close this one out, man. We'll be right back. I'll give you the floor when we get back, all father.
All right, good looking, man.
Right now, pay attention to the crime rhyme with Denny P. Keeping you niggas in perspective. Marv, representative. Call me the specialist, professional, professor at this rap science up in the laboratory. That's why you small rhyme for me. Storeboard rap ain't shit, my category. Is that of an insane man who strike back?
What?
I draw first blood, it's over with in that stack. You wanna square off the same slice that cat. You get splashed from back of your head to ass crack. Searching for signs of the end. Well, I am that which bring apocalypse to this game called rap. Not a game, but quite serious. And yo, in fact, you be running for dear life. So far, you might fall off the map. Fucking with P, you need the cat. At least you had an opportunity to buzz back. Fresh out the motherfucker pack of red word for men. Shook individuals, bounce a blind fear. Scared to death, niggas fall to their worst fear. Horror tales and bread with vision impaired. You looking for beef, well, you can find them everywhere. In a project near you, I'll be right there. I was brought up and taught to have no fear. Live wire niggas, they behind me in the red. Cowardly hearts, step aside, stand clear. My bloodthirsty niggas got their eyes on you. UBC, Lime McCarty, called Barber Part 3. On some hashies, embassy sweet, crash apart.
Yo, it's the DOD, Barber Part 3. QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. John, we bring. Yo, that's a small thing. It's the G-O-D, Father Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. John, we bring. Yo, that's a small thing.
Yeah, yo, Lime McCarty, getting bent, crash the party. Hands to B.I., bringing it to anybody. Physical damage, crowd control, handle cannon. Hitting you hit, leaving your bloodstream contaminated. Why you acting out of character, we observing. Willing them down so hard, I know we felt it coming at them. Tennessee rap, true like the Phantom. Running you up out of the spot in which you're standing. Never second guess the cat who hold gas. Conceal, but easily revealed if that. Body casting raps to get your back snapped in half a second. Impossible pain beyond measure, nigga. Tightly living, brought it to his last prayer. Life changed around quick with one stare. Face full of fear, conquering your ice grill. Drowsiness, putting to sleep like night grill. Giving an overdose of this rap potent. Potentially dangerous, fatally left open for the vultures. Scavengers, that's the EMS, funeral home. Anticipating your death, that's the dead truth. Checking them all, you find proof enough to make you think and stop before you shift sink to the bottom. Night, hour, lead the marble spot em. You know the routine, face up before I shot.
So it's the G.O.D., Father Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yeah, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D., Father Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D., Father Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D., Father Part 3, QBC, Sip Lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, Q-Link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing.
Two years, two G. It's a mission.
welcome back, hip hop. My bad. Welcome back, Murder Master Music Show. We're here with the Queensbridge hip hop legend, Godfather Part 3. I can't thank you enough for coming on, bro. I want to give you the floor. I want to give you the floor. You can plug your social media and stuff, how people can get a hold of you, and, you know, anything you've got coming out or anything you want to promote, man, anything you want to talk about. The floor is yours, bro.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Pat. Well, you know it is what it is. Find me the way you know how to find me, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it do. Well, it's Godfather, Infamous Mom. Shout out to Illa G, Flame Killer, my brother. Just came home for doing 8 years.
I was about to ask you about him, man. Black Mob,
Black Mob, we working. You know what I'm saying? We're back in the studio. We're going to be working, putting that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my thumb, Funky Fathom. You know what I'm saying? AD from the block. You know what I'm saying? We mobbing this shit. Oh, you know, it's light and easy, son. You know what I mean? Basic shit. Nah, you know, I'm not too intrigued by this music shit no more. You know, it's always going to be a passion of mine. You know what I'm saying? But so much fuckery in this music shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Make more, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, you know.
So, man.
Music, focus on my family. Focus on my church. Focus on my grandson. You know what I'm saying? And do music in-house. Well, with the team, you know what I'm saying? Fuck about all the other shit, you know what I mean? Well, shout out to Jay Hood. About to do a feature with Jay Hood, Royal Flush. You know what I'm saying? All my Queens niggas. You know what I'm saying? The beat nuts. My niggas Juju, Psycho Less. Good brothers right there. Well, you know what I'm saying? Easily crippled. Lost souls and all that. You know what I mean? We can go on for days, man. I could shout the whole motherfucking world out. You know what I mean? Show them out in Amsterdam. You know what I mean? Marvin, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Lord, truly do.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I'll definitely be in touch with you, man. And, you know, you're welcome on anytime, man. If you ever want to come on with Flame, man, do a Black Mob episode, we can make that happen too, man.
We could definitely make that happen. Whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga's born to fire.
No doubt, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll keep in touch with you, man. Whenever you want it to happen, it can happen, bro.
Definitely. You need me, I'm on the side, man. Hit me up while I'm here.
Dope, man. I appreciate you, homie.
Anytime, my brother. QB, Queensbridge, 41st side, dude. MOBB.
Hell yeah, man. Shout out to Godfather Part 3. The whole Infamous Mob, Mob D, Illa G, everybody, man. It was an honor having Godfather Part 3 on, man. To anybody listening that, tuned in last night, we apologize, man. But, hey, man, shit happens, man. I want to thank the Godfather Part 3 for coming through, man, because some people, man, they missed the interview one day, and then they just never fucking come back. You know what I mean? So, I appreciate him making it up to me, man, and it was an honor having him, man, for real.